Mitzrayim Liday Chil Shabbos, because we count exactly 271 or 72 or 73 days, you may come out to give birth on Shabbos. And they don't want to have to have get their wife to give birth on Shabbos, because it may come with the Chil Shabbos. Even though they're allowed to, it's a Cholim, but the Chil, don't put yourself in such a matzav. Therefore, they made sure to have thee only after Wednesday or Wednesday and onwards, so that when she gives birth, it would not come out to be on Shabbos. So, according to see, they hold that you give birth after 9 months, a complete 9 months, not Lemukatayim. But the problem is, you're the sheep to so know that the ninth month you could give birth Lemukatayim. So, the more of a Sulay and Mornat, like why only Yom Levi, even Chamish Yosso, Shishi Yosso? It's more so true. Eimim Revi v'Yachmet Esay from Revi until the end of the week. Just Yom Yishin, Yom Shen, Yom Shlishi, that you do not have Tashmish. Now, my time of the Chesidim Hashem, what's the time of the Chesidim Hashem? The Chesidim, because the Pesach says, V'yitin Hashem lo Heroin. Hashem gave her Heroin, by Rus, it says here. So, Heroin is the Gematria, Masai, Meshiv, Mechad, 271 days. Heavy. So, that's the proof that when you give birth, it's complete 9 months. Omer Mazutra, Afilu Laman Diyama, you led this Litchi, and you led this Lemukatayim, you know that the Chesidim, that you give birth after 9 months, it has to be a complete 9 months, not partial. You led this Lashiva, but when a lady gives birth after 7 months, during the seventh month, then you led this Lemukatayim, and everybody agrees, you led this Lemukatayim, she could give birth in the middle of the seventh month. She never goes, the Pasuk says, Fayhilit Kufa Sayyamin. It came the time of the days, Vatar Chana Vatelad Ben, is Miyat Atkufe Shnayim, Miyat Yomim Shnayim. Mean to say, you do not have to have a complete seventh month, it's not in the middle of the seventh month, she could give birth. So Rashi says, Yomim means like 2 days, as long as 2 days in the seventh month, then she could give birth. Then the Mishnah goes on to say that Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, and they both hold no, that ain't Kisha Yosim Bei Shabbosis. Only 2 weeks, like 2 weeks before you give birth, if you have labor pains then, so during those 2 weeks, should be torn from Zova. But not before. Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel says, what's the reason of the Rabbanan Shita, that only 2 weeks? The Pasuk says, but 2 months is Shavuayim, Kinidosa. That 2 weeks is Tamil like a Nido. So Vidashim Kinidosa, Beloy Kizivosa. Meaning to say that during these days of the course of labor, she only has tumas nida, not like a zava. The cloud is ivosa tehera, that she's told as tumas a zava during these 2 weeks. The kama shvuayim 2 weeks. So since the din of labor could only be 2 weeks, that is a smachtia to say that it's only 2 weeks before the labor that she'll be told as zava if she has labor pains and sees during those labor pains. Tell me about one like this. Yesh mekashe esrim v'chamisha yoyim. So lady could have labor pains for 25 days. V'yein ziva elamahem. And she has no tuma ziva then. Even according to Chachamim here. Ketzer akad that be. Shnayim b'loyes. Again, the last 2 days of a cycle of the Yud Aleph Yom, she sees them. Since it's only 2 days, she's not tumas zava. Then v'shiva needed next 7 days, even she sees them, she only has tumas nida. So that's 9 days. And then obeys shaliyach anida. Then another 2 from after the beginning of the first of the cycle of Yud Aleph, so it's only 2 days. She has no tumas zava yet. So far, that's 4 and 7. It's 11 days. For Yarba also she have lad matar, and then she has labor pains for 14 days. So if lad is matar, that's 11 and 14. 25 days. For Yevshe she tiskar she esra meshisha yoyim b'loy vlad. But it's not possible. She has labor pains for 26 days and does not give birth yet. For late tell you lettuce bazaar, she shouldn't be a lettuce bazaar. But late Vlad, but for the moment without giving birth, but loss of Nami Saki, it's done 3 days, she becomes a Zava. Or Murav Shesh is like this, Amorav is like this. But Mokim Shesh Vlad, where she has a Vlad, that's the Locha. 25 days, she can still be torn from Zava. For 26 days, then we say she'll have a tumor zava. Like the chesem we just said before, it's only exactly 25, but one more day would make it. She saw 3 days during the Yud Aleph Yomim, she would become a zava. Omalei rova v'abunei vlad tani, says without a vlad. Eli rad amal rov also did this pshat. Hochi kama. Iyev shetiska she'esem ashisha yom. It's not possible she'll have labor pains for 26 days. Per mokim she'esh vlad in the place where she gives birth. For later, you let his birth, she shouldn't be given birth with Tumazava. Why? Because there are 3 days she saw her during the Yom Yomim without the 14 days of Avlad. With a Mokim Sheva, which doesn't give birth, and a Nefel, only a Nefel came out, then Klos and Amia Rezava, any 3 days she sees, she becomes Rezava. By the time, what's the reason? Like we had before, a Kishel in the Folem. If she only has a miscarriage, the Vlad is not a Vlad, the Vlad Shokoyam, and Chanami, then there's no Din Kishri. Then, even though she has labor pains, that's not called Machmas Vlad, she would have a Tuma Zavo. Now the Mishnah says, HaMakashe B'Toch Shemoinim Shonekeva. And Isha gave birth to a Nekeva, so the first 14 days she's Tamei. Then she goes to the mikveh, she lives with her husband, she comes pregnant again. And then she has labor pains, so HaMakashe B'Toch Shemoinim Shonekeva is called Dom Mishiroya Torim. Any Dom she sees is Torah. As dam toyer, achiyotzavlad until the blood comes out. Rashi says toyim to hold toych malois to be dam toyer until she gives birth. For a blazer mitam a blazer is not she's tamei. Rashi is tamei nida. The chivon of the kushi bo lav dam toyer. Since the dam is coming out because of the blood, that because of the labor pains, that's not called dam toyer. So therefore, true after labor pain is mitai mishum zavo. But not Mishom Nida, Mishom Nida, she's Tamei. So Reb Lez all the Chumi could become Tamei. Omulah, they sent back to Reb Lez, Omah b'mokim shehechmo b'dam ha'shufi. Mada b'mokim u'machmir. B'dam ha'shufi when dam comes out without labor pains. Rashi says, K'goin sha'yiledis, or regularly she gives birth. Even though she sees 3 days, b'shufi, still, the Yoldah raises Yoledis B'Zayv. Regularly, she without labor pains, so she sees 3 days before she gives birth, so she has Tumah Zavarana. That B'mokim Shechem B'dam HaShufi, Heiko B'dam HaKushi, but if she saw Dam because of labor pains, which says she's tall. If so, Mokim Sheiko B'dam HaShufi, though after she gives birth, the next 66 days are Dam Toyer. If she doesn't have labor pains, she's the Dam is Dam Toyer. As Einadin isn't as far to say Shineka B'dam HaKushi, that even she becomes pregnant now during these next 66 days, and she has labor pains, isn't as far to say that for sure the dam she sees should be Tor. Like Maduch, before she gives birth, the labor pains make it Tor, so after she gave birth, for sure she should be Tor. Or Malahem, your blessing says back, no, die, you love him in Adin, you want to make a Kabachayna, it can't be better from where they went out from. Lias Kanodin, Mima Hekel Aleha, where do you see where Mako before she gives birth? After the labor pains, that's only mitumah ziva. That's all. Avotama tumah nida. But let's say she sees dam b'toras the 7 days she become a nida. Senechnami then lemay or when after the yud aleph yomim that she could become a nida. Senechnami even though she sees dam machmas kushi still sus tamein. So therefore, what then after she gives birth, even though it's during the may toyar, you only toy if dam comes out by itself according to Rebbeza. But if dam comes out because of the vlad, because of labor pains. Senechnami al zovo she's tor, but as neither should be tamei. Turn Rabbi Amar like this. Teisha the pasuk says le rabbi samakasha b'toch shmoinim shanakeva shokol dom shiroya torim. That any dam she sees she's tor. An extra pasuk teisha rushes out the mei taira. With any dam she sees during those 66 days is dam toyer. At sheitziv la until she gives birth. For Rabbi Lez the mitar of the holds no Rabbi Lez all she's tamei she has tum as nida. Omrulah, they said back to Rabbeleza, Omrulah, Rabbeleza, Chom said back to Rabbeleza. Obama, b'makim, shech me b'shufi. Madach b'makim, b'makim, before she gives birth. If she doesn't have labor pains, but she sees 3 days, she has to mazavru anam, shalafnaya vlad, before she gives birth, heiko b'shufi, shlachra vlad. But after she gives birth, there's yimei tairam, then the next 60 days she sees she's torn. It is so mokim sheikah b'kushish levnei havlad. The case where she has labor pains before she gives birth, and she sees dam dam, we say she's torah from zavo. Is ena din isn't as far to say sheneikah b'kushish lachra havlad. That after she gave birth during these 80 days, if she becomes pregnant again and has labor pains, that avada she should be torah. Omulem of Lezi heads back and says no. Da you love me din liyis kenodin. This kavachaim you can't be better off than where you learned out from. Then where do we see where Meiko before she gives birth on there? Only with Tumah Ziva. That the Dam Leib is Metayivar, is only also tumas ivam. Avo metama tumas nida, but she stam sees dam after yiralaf yamim, she becomes a nida. So therefore, blezol zuadin, after she gives birth, the same thing tumas nida should have. Omuloy, they said back to blezol, harayanu mashiv nacho loshenach. We'll ask you a different question. We'll ask you a question like this. Huma b'mokim sheach mebishufi. Shefnei avlad. Case when she gave birth, and she saw before that 3 days of dam without labor pain, b'shufi. So what? You say that she's tamei, still heiko b'kushi shimai. In the case that she would have labor pains, then she would be tall. So mokim shefa b'shufi shlach revlad. Where she gives birth after the vlad, after the 14 days of nida of nikeva, she's tall for 66 days. If they have been given the Torah to say Shenekel Bekusha Shimayim, that even though during those 66 days she'll seize because of labor pains, still she should be tall. On this note, Omalehem, Afilu Ata Meshivim Koliyam, could even you want to ask me questions the whole day long? Still I hold, Daya Lovim Min Adin, it's enough to learn out this Kavu Chayma, Liyos Kenod, and it can't be better from the place we're actually learning it out from. Mima Hekeleh, we learn it out from, where we may call, that before she gives birth, if she sees da machmas kusha, she's tall. What type of tire is that? Only mituma ziva. Only if it's during the year of yom to become a zava, then we say if she sees da machmas of lot, she's tall. Avay mitumas tumas nida. But if she sees after the year of yom, even though she's seeing machmas of lot with kushi, still she has tumas nida. So that's Reb Lezer swore that what then after she gives birth, the same thing. That she sees da machmas kushi, she would have tumas nida on her. Omar Rava says, "Poho zachinu Reb Lezer bon here Reb Lezer one and over the rabbanim." That like this. Lavram Risa, didn't we say doma that we dashed in doma machmas atzma? Tle machmas vlad is dam of dam ziva. She's only tummy the dam comes out machmas atzmai, but not after vlad causes this dam ziva to come out. Sochinam is saying something here also. The Torah Mimkor Domeom. After she gives birth, she has to be made Tyro for the next 66 days. The Pesach says though, the Tyro Mimkor Domeom. So we dash no, so Domeom Machmas Atz, which is only Torah Dam that comes out by itself. Vloy Machmas Vlad, but the Dam that comes out, that she comes pregnant again during those 80 days, and then she has labor pains, so that Dam is not Machmas Atz, it's Machmas the Vlad, and Echnami, there there's no Yimei Tyro. There she would have Tumas Nidirana. The machmas vlad. So therefore, Eima, let's say, b'yimei nida, b'yimei ziva, toira. But this is now a new question. Eima, b'yimei nida, let's say, according to Reb Lezer, true. You have... hold enough lamed test here, just to lift the Mishnah. In the Babylon, Chesma Beis, Mishnah says, what kol echad osa yoyim, all these 11 days, that means after Nisha has a period, after she becomes a Nida for 7 days, then the next 11 days, those are days that if she sees 3 days in a row, she becomes a Zava. So those 11 days is called Becheftes Taira. She's Becheftes like to be Tor, like we'll see in the Gemara, meaning if she does not make a Bedika during those days, still we say she's Taira. Because it's after the Yimei Nidus, so Minastam, they're like Musalekas Dama, they're not Rogo to see Dam during those 11 days, after the 7 days of the period.